You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I say, gone,
you
can
taste life. You are now tuning in to Zion the Archangel, The Revolution, Your Addiction, Aviana, Miss Niecy, JJ, and your girl, the plus size Boosa Joya.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take a stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. When you phone. And you know I'm coming home. I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn it on your radio. Your radio. Your radio.
This is WATD 1420 AM, and you are listening to YULradio.com, and I'm your host, the Joy of the Plus Size Booth. And ladies, this week wins Ty and Asia of Shop to Katie and Bougie Clothing Line owner, Miss Tierra Humphrey. So keep it locked. Let's go. You know where you're tuning into, YULradio.com.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Aviana, your hostess with the mostest, bringing you all of the industry's addictions and fixes.
Yeah.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl AM in the AM. Aviana Maria here, all up in your ear. I have your daily dose of industry addiction and fixes. So I think my addiction, you guys, I was really thinking about it. I really think it's like an addiction, like a medical addiction. It has to be compared to that or something. My addiction to reality TV, you guys. Oh my God, it's so ridiculous. So the cable guy came last week and he was working on something on the pole in front of my house. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing a little yard work. Well, he's gone. This was like 3 hours later. I go inside the house to turn on my TV. Of course, there's no cable. I call the people. I'm like, what's going on? I'm paying my bill. The guy was out here earlier, cut off my cable. Ma'am, it was by accident. He was working on the pole and he's going to send another technician out in about 5 days. 5 days? Oh, no, 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 no. See, basketball wives, housewives, all of that, that's not going to wait 5 days. Like, I was gone off on the lady. It was to the point where the lady was like just silent. Like, I could see her face in my head. Like, this chick is really just naming all kind of reality TV shows that she needs to watch. So, you guys, I kept calling and calling. They could not get a technician out. Do you know I'm driving around New Orleans like whose house I can go by to watch this? I'm calling people like, hey, I'm going to bring a bottle of wine. I'm going to bring you dinner. Hey, you watching this tonight? Let's get together and watch this. Like, it was like I was losing my mind. Like, oh, my God. It's really serious, you guys, especially when it comes to Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta and New York, and of course the Housewives and stuff like that, and Basketball Wives. Like, I need to see it. What do you guys think? Are you addicted? Do you have that addiction like me? Is it that crazy where you trying to like drive using all your gas around the damn city to find a spot to watch this? I don't know, you guys. I think I got it bad. What do you think? Tell us what you think at YULradio.com. And don't forget to follow me on all social media at Addicted2 and Ivy. So, this is your girl, Aviana, with your daily dose of industry addiction and fixes.
This is Sarah Lowe, and I'm hanging out with Zion the Archangel on YULradio.com. He's definitely keeping the ladies happy.
No, I turned wrong. Left your heart torn. Is that what devils do?
took you so long, where only fools gone. I shook the angel and young. Now I'm rising from the crowd, rising up to you. Filled with all the strength I find, there's nothing I can't do.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
Yeah.
Your soul, is that what demons do? They rule the worst of me, destroy everything. They bring down angels like you. Now I'm rising from the ground, rising up to you. Filled with all the strength.
What's up, YULradio.com listeners? This is your boy JJ here. We're running down the sports on the Fan Zone today. Anything news, anything sports talk, we got you covered from the fans' perspective. I don't want that ESPN stuff. I want the fans' perspective coming at you like it is. So here we go. What's up, YULradio.com? It's your boy JJ, and you're now stepping into the Fan Zone. On today's show, I'm going to be breaking down why the Braves are moving to Cobb County. That's right, folks. The Braves are moving to Cobb County from Atlanta in 2017. It's not 100% yet, but officials, Braves officials like John Schuerholtz say it's 100% going to happen. This $672 million project will be built on the intersection of I-75 and I-285. It'll seat 41 to 42,000 people, about 10,000 less than the actual Turner Field right now, which might be okay because it might help the demand a little bit. So I think that will be okay. It'll also probably sell the place out a couple more times a year. Also, it'll be a 365 days a year event. It won't just be your baseball season and you're out of there. There'll be bars, hotels, restaurants, shopping. So it'll be a way better fan experience. So you'll be able to go to the game before, get yourself a good burger downtown, check out some shopping, get yourself a brand new hat, then go into the game, check out the game, then after go to the hotel and do it all over again the next day. So it'll be a lot better for the fans. And construction can start as soon as 2014 if this thing does go through. And like I said, Braves officials already say it's 100%. So I'm excited for the new move. I just questioned the timing, seeing how the Falcons are opening up a new stadium that year as well. So two stadiums, 1 year. Atlanta fans, we got a lot coming. So I think it'll be good for the Braves. I think it'll get more people in the seats overall throughout the season. So we'll see where it takes us. But 2017, guys, Braves are moving from Turner Field. I'm JJ. That's the Fan Zone for today. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Love the luscious din. Speak your mind in the luscious din. Free your heart in the luscious din. Perform in the luscious din. Be you in the luscious din. And most of all, listen to the luscious din. It's just the fix that you need.
Yeah.
I see you what.
Good morning, Radio Lands. Welcome to the Luscious Den and WATB 1420YULradio.com. Hey, I have a special guest with me today. It's my favorite uncle, Rufus. Uncle Rufus, tell him what's up.
You know what it is. Got a slip hip, got to come in and show you the news from a different perspective.
No okay, uncle, pipe down. We just getting started, and it's
baby,
early in the morning.
Never that. I'm always going, baby. I'm like a AAA batter. I never stop.
Anyway, here's the tea. So, smartphones. How many of us have them? Oh, lots of us. But what's next? Drum roll, please. Dum-da-da-dum. Wearable technology. Yes, people, smartwatches. And several companies have one of these daddies on the market. And ooh, even my favorite, the infamous Apple, is rumored to be joining the trendy movement. Well, for starters, Samsung hit the market with a Gear Watch priced at $300. It can place, answer calls, take pictures with just a simple command. Now, skeptics quickly shot this down, analyzing the picture quality. And
I don't know why you young people always trying to find all kinds of stuff. You got phones.
You know how society is.
Making a watch a phone
for the next big thing.
Yeah, but they can look for a cheaper one. That's a lot of money on a watch.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, there is one cheaper on the market. It is called the Pebble.
No diamonds
now,
in it.
It's priced at $150. It is a better contender with soundless vibration. The name of the caller pops up, and the name of the person who sends a message pops up, and you can control the camera with your... You control your cellular phone camera with the watch. Unlike the game, the gear, whatever it's called, you can't see the menu, the camera's whack, and it only works with the hide behind Galaxy 3. Now, the Pebble is compatible with most Androids and iPhones, and ladies, the call capabilities cuts down the phone going in and out of your purse every time a message or a phone call is received. I know you get ignored with me if you keep calling me and sending me messages because I'm tired of reaching in my purse. Now, make a meaningful purchase this winter, and if you want some more information on this, our full article, visit us at yulradio.com. Search for Lonnie or Luscious Lonnie and read it away.
I don't know why you young people got to go with this technological stuff, because they, you know, that the big brothers be watching and stuff. So why you want to have a tracking device on your arm too?
Look, people. Gotta go pay some bills. Thank you for stopping by and soaking up all this life-giving energy. Sniff it in and getting some tech tips. So be safe. Stay warm this season. And in the words of Ron Burgundy, keep it classy, Atlanta. Ciao. Take it away, Uncle Bruce.
If you don't want a party, then you should go home.
We're
gonna get down and why you
Hey, that is how Uncle Rufus does it. Ciao, everyone. We will see you next week.
Uncle Rufus, you got to take your mouth off the mic.
You good? I know what I'm doing. I'm a pro at this.
The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
Let it hit him.
I am the greatest.
you dig it?
Frequencies flowing through all sorts of devices. Strokes will flow about the lives of the lifeless. No advisory stickers, cause this here is priceless. From which phone is the best to whose flow is the nicest. The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
The FCC's not ready for me. No more hiding behind the lies. I'm here to speak the unspoken truths. The revolution will be televised. Apathetic and unapologetic, the revolution will be televised. From flea market bootlegs to NASA technology, the revolution will be televised. Covering hot topics from the hood to top pop shit, the revolution will be televised.
Yeah,
you dig it?
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
The revolution will be televised.
WATB 1420 AM, YULradio.com. To all my ladies, fashionistas, models, college girls, to the corporate bosses, from the club hoppers to the streetwalkers, in our studio, we are proud to introduce fashion designers. Shop to Katie is their brand that was started in 2011. What is so amazing about this line, Sejoya, did you know that they made everything by hand?
Oh yes, I was very aware.
Wow. Yes, yes.
It's pretty crazy.
Right.
They offer a range of styles, colors, and sizes. These sisters are originally from New York City and moved to Georgia to further their brand fashion line. They also just recently launched a new accessory site called Kenya Beat. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce the creators and owners of the new upcoming brand, Shop to Katie, Miss Ty and Asia.
Hey. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. How are you ladies doing today?
We're good.
And look at you. Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
No, I didn't want both of us talking at the same time.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you guys for coming. We really, really, really appreciate you ladies for making it to the studio today.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
So before we go into the interview, just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, names, and so forth.
Okay, you go first, Ty.
I don't know what to say.
I'm Ty. We're both 25 years old. You originally know. From Brooklyn, New York.
Yes,
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, right?
And right now, personally, I am at the stage of my life where I'm just loving what I'm doing and doing what I love. So I'm very grateful that I really don't have to work in
the corporate world.
Heard that.
Right? For real, for real. So you notice right off after visiting shoptokatie.com that you definitely have a noticeable brand with your shredded clothing. So when and where were you when you created the first shredded design and knew that you stumbled upon a great idea?
You know, I always tell people I didn't invent shredding. I just feel like I've taken it to a different level.
Right.
And the next level, yes, especially with the designs.
Right.
My very first shredded piece I made when I was blogging. I had blogged for years prior to launching to Katie. A fellow blogger of mine named Courtney, she was like, oh, where did you get your shirt from? And I was like, I made it. And she was like, okay, can you make me one? I'll pay you whatever you want. And I was like, okay. So when I had got laid off from a job and I didn't know what I was going to do for income, my mom was just like, you make shirty clothes and people is always interested in what you have. Why don't you just use that for like extra pocket money? And that was like when to Katie was officially like launched and even thought of.
Wow. That's how.
That's that's impressive. I noticed, as we said, you guys make everything by hand.
Right.
How long does it take to make one article of clothing? Let's say it's just simple like a shawl or something.
The first time I started shredding, the first shredded back shirt I made when I was blogging, that one took me forever. It took me like 3 days. And it was so tedious. And I was like, I will never do this again. But when I started to Katie and you start to perfect, you know, your craft,
right.
It doesn't take as long. So it just really depends on
the design,
the size, and all that stuff. But
she shreds faster than I do. Like, she can do a piece in, you know, like 30 minutes to an hour.
Wow.
And it'll take me a couple more hours.
It's
than
pretty
her.
Fast.
It's very fast considering the detail and the shredding.
I was thinking it'd be like 9 hours,
right.
10 hours, like a one piece a day.
It used to take us that long, especially me, because I got on board afterwards, so I didn't know anything about it, and I was just like, "What am I doing?"
Right.
Yeah.
But it's really nice. Like, it's like a nice shred. So you would think that, you know, it took a long time to get the detail perfect.
Yeah, we try not to put out anything that's like overly shredded. Like, if it's too many holes or like you can't wear it by itself. Mm-hmm. We start from scratch.
Yeah.
Which is why sometimes, as far as the processing time on our website, we say, you know, give it 7 to 14 days. Because if I finish the design and I feel like it's too shredded or overly shredded, I'll scratch it and then start all over again.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, you guys have an accessory line as well, right?
Yes, we have a new accessory line called Shop Kenya B. And it was just an idea we came up with because everybody's always asking us about our accessories, our jewelry, our bags, everything.
Right.
So we was like, why not kind of invite them into our closet but make a profit as well?
Yeah. And Angel, like, she loves accessories.
Love
girl,
it.
I totally understand, girl.
I'm a ring person and a sunglasses person, but she loves everything from bags, shoes, glasses, rings, earrings. Mm-hmm. She just loves like extra glam and sometimes flamboyant type like things.
Okay, so your fashion line is called Ducati.
Mm-hmm.
And then the accessory line is Shop Kenya B.
Right.
Okay, so how did you decide on the names Ducati and Kenya B?
Ducati is the first two letters of each of my name. So like my first name, middle name, and last name. Mm-hmm. First name starts with Ty, T-I. Middle name Kenya, K-E. Last name Biggison, D.I. So that's where I came up with that concept.
Okay, I like that.
It's pretty smart.
Right?
So I'm all about sports. Mm-hmm. I want to know if you guys are going to create any sports-inspired pieces.
Good idea.
Right? We definitely was thinking.
Like shred a jersey, and I'll wear it.
Because like, even in the, like.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
In the female market right now, that jersey style shirts are really in trend.
Yeah.
And we was thinking of creating shirts like that, but everything that we create has to have a meaning or a sentimental value and stuff like that. So like the number that we wanted to put on the shirt, we couldn't figure it out, so we just decided to scratch the idea. But it was definitely like the jersey type trend was definitely something we was thinking about.
Pretty quickly, being women in the fashion industry that are from New York, the fashion, you know, capital, how did you come from New York to Georgia to grow your line?
Well, we actually came to Georgia for college. Okay. And after we graduated, there are no jobs for recent college graduates. That's just the reality of the situation.
In New York?
No, here.
It's anywhere.
The job market is horrible.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I tell everybody that this is the perfect time to be your own boss.
It really is. It really is. And it's crazy, like, launching to Katie and even blogging prior to Katie, I've met so many people that's my age or younger that has started their own business, created their own lines, and it's great seeing young people doing
definitely
what they love to do and making money off of it and really not having to worry.
Mm-hmm.
And unexpectedly, so awesome. I feel like we I don't feel like it, but we've inspired people, and we never thought that we would be the type to inspire anyone or someone would come to us and ask us for advice.
We're like,
so we're just like, us? I feel so special.
Right? Especially because when we started it, we didn't have any experience. Like, Asia went to school for biology.
Right.
I went to school for sociology. And has nothing to do with what we're doing now, but
It works.
Well, ladies, before you guys head out, please do give our listeners your social media, Instagram, Facebook, you know, all that, any way for them to get in contact with you.
We're on Instagram at Shop T-I-K-E-D-I and Shop Kenya B, K-E-E-N-Y-A-B. We're on Facebook, Ducati on Facebook, facebook.com/Ducati. Our website is www.shopducati.com. And we're on Twitter at Shop Ducati. And www.kenyab.bigcartel.com.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about.
They're all over the place.
Right?
Yes, you got to get it where you can.
But I don't know if y'all heard or not, but they do make items for plus size girls. Just I had to throw that in there.
We appreciate you guys coming on the show. Yes. Love your clothing. Like to see where it's going to go in the future.
Thank you for having us.
Not a problem. So there you have it. Thank you guys for listening. WATB 1420 AM on YULRadio.com.
Bye.
Later.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did.
It's your girl, the plus size boo, Sajoya, here with loose lips and fashion tips given into you raw and uncut. Check me out whyulradio.com. Yeah.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
We run this mother.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sajoya, the plus size boo, and you know what time it is. It is Loose Lips with Fashion Tips, and this week, Loose Lips with Fashion Tips is going to be a little different, and I'm excited because JJ always has to change his fan zone and have all these people on there, and I don't never get to have nobody on mine. So this week, I get to have the lovely Tara Humphrey of Bougie Girl Apparel. So please, please, please let our ladies know who you are, who your line is, and how they can find your line and all that.
Okay, I'm Tara Humphrey, as you said, and I am the CEO, also the designer of Bougie Girl Apparel. And Bougie Girl Apparel is a hot new brand. Right now, we're based out of Atlanta. They can find the apparel in Little Five Points, Naturally Fly at the Bazaar. They also can find it on my website at www.bougiegirl.com. B-O-U-J-I-G-I-R-L. Please spell it right because there's a piece of copying on me.
Yes.
And then they also can go to my Twitter, I am a Bougie Girl, Facebook, Bougie Girl Apparel, and Instagram, I am a Bougie Girl Apparel. But what's hot about Bougie Girl Apparel is we have the hot loungewear, we got the hoodies, yes, which are just amazing. Off the hook, there's no hoodies that look better than the ones that we got. That we
preach.
Have.
All right.
Yeah, they check them out online. I'm very confident. Very confident about that. JJ agrees all.
Right.
So we have the loungewear. We have the sexy yoga pants. We have the sexy V-neck silhouette fitting tops. We have other flowy drapey tops. Bougie Girl hats. And then for this fall, we have a sexy Bougie Girl scent coming. So,
All right. And ladies, y'all got to smell good. You
exactly.
got to smell good.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. So, y'all heard it. Bougie Girl Apparel. Be sure to check her out. When I say that her stuff is hot, it is really hot. We are not talking to be talking now. Okay. And plus size booze, I got y'all. She has plus size wear as well.
So exactly.
Definitely check her out. And thank you so much, Miss Humphrey. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gents, there you have it. It's your girl, Sajoya, the plus size boo. And I am tuning out on Loose Lips with Fashion Tips on YULRadio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Janelle, Get Bodied by Jay, and when I'm not in the gym working out, I am listening to YUL Radio with Zion, the Archangel of Radio. He is definitely keeping the ladies happy.
I remember being young and suckless, I knew what I needed, I was spending all my nights and days, lay back, day dreaming. Look at me, I'm a big girl now, said I'm gonna do something, told the world I would paint this town, now bitches I run this.
I'm a girl.
face and my booty so fat. Come girl, she got that bomb, that bomb. Come girl, can get whatever she wants. Come girl, she got that tight, that tight. Them boys can do whatever she likes.
Zoom out to the yo-yo. Zoom out to the yo-yo-yo-yo.
Women want to know men's secrets. What are some things that are sexy?
Biggest turn-ons I ever had once was a girl who wanted me to introduce her to porn. Are you kidding me? Welcome to my chick.
You look at
me. Welcome to the line. It's showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Don't say it, Leach. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
WATB 1420 AM YULRadio.com. It's your boy Zion. I'm joined by JJ.
What up, what up?
And the plus size booster Joya.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, YUL listeners, in our studio today, we are proud to bring you the founder and owner of Bougie Clothing.
Yes.
Bougie Girl Apparel is a fresh new line of loungewear making waves, providing t-shirts, slouchy tanks, hats, and handbags. Bougie Girl brings a whole new definition to confident and edgy while still being comfortable. Mm. The company believes that even when you're dressed down, you should make a statement.
Yes.
And they are determined to be the exclamation point at the end. Let's give a big YUL welcome to the mastermind behind the brand, Miss Tara Humphrey.
Yes, she has.
Thank you so much for having me here.
How are you today?
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. I'm doing wonderful.
Great, great. So tell us, how did you create Bougie Girl Apparel?
Well, I used to have a boutique called Something Kind of Bougie, as I was telling Harmony, and I did a fashion show. And while I did the fashion show, I included Bougie Girl t-shirts, and the females loved them, so it just grew from there.
Yeah.
And it was natural for me because I have a bachelor's in fashion design, so designing is...
Educated.
Right.
Educated.
Yeah, so designing is my passion, so...
That's what's up. So how did you come up with the name Bougie?
Bougie? Actually, me and my cousin were riding in the car, and we were like, we need a different name.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, we need something kind of bougie.
Right.
Like, okay, that's where it came
from. That's how it came about, huh?
Yeah, yeah, that's where it came from.
Just word of mouth. Just
And the ladies love it.
Yeah.
They just like to see the word bougie girl
across
the shirt. So.
I know that's right.
Tell us about the 2013 collection.
The 2013 collection is Bougie Girl Runs the World, because we do.
Yeah.
It's Bougie Girl Nation. It's a fun collection, yet it's sexy. It's edgy. We have nice hoodies. We have flowy shirts, flowy tank top. We have a V-neck, silhouette fitting tops. We have yoga wear.
Okay.
And we're also adding on Bougie Girl scent. So look out for that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of yoga pants.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are, JJ.
I really don't know why. I don't know why.
So you gonna wear the jogging pants with
right?
Bougie Girl on the back?
Yeah, can you give me a pair of those, actually?
You need to buy a pair for your girlfriend.
With Bougie Girl on the butt?
Just be running down. That'd be funny right there. It's like, oh, man. Oh, that's a dude. What? What?
So now tell us, what sets Bougie Girl aside? You know, what sets your line apart from others?
I think what sets it apart, first of all, is the name.
Right.
Because we all know bougie means, well, people think it's stuck up.
Right.
Kind of switch
right.
the definition. Bougie means selective, you're confident, sexy. But I think the thing that's, that sets it apart is the cut, the way it's fit. Then it's kind of edgy, but it's still, she still looks classy at the same time. She doesn't, she's not looking nasty in her clothes. So I think that's the difference.
Okay, and I just got to ask now, do you got some stuff for the plus size boobs too? Or okay, you know, I got to look out for my boobs out there.
Always looking out for your boobs out there.
You know it.
They love it. They love it.
You got to, right?
Right.
So why should people rock bougie?
Why should they?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay. Well, damn.
It's out there.
It's right.
It's an awesome collection. It's just a nice collection. And there's not too many other collections out there that's like us. So I think it's something that the women will love. So they should check it out.
Ladies, check it out.
Right.
I like it. She's got a shirt on now. And
I do.
It's a nice looking shirt.
Thank you. And I bought some for the ladies.
Oh, okay.
In here.
Thank you.
Oh, you left us out?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh, yeah, she can come up with like Bougie Boy.
Well, I ain't rocking that.
Bougie Boy.
Bougie Boy.
What's up?
You got some B-Boys out there that'll rock that, though.
Yeah.
You know there's some B-Boys out there that'll really rock that.
I got some guys that's
Okay.
No.
Yeah, this is Atlanta.
Do you really?
Right,
yeah, in Atlanta. Yeah, this is Atlanta.
See?
Yeah, we pretty far from midtown, but
so don't knock the bougie boy.
So what's the future goals of the brand?
To continue to grow.
Yeah.
And I most definitely want to add on perfume. Just to grow worldwide and to get it out there and keep expanding.
Do you want to get into the like men's apparel, and or are you just going to stick with the female side of things?
I'm going to get into the men's apparel, but it can't be called Bougie Girl.
Yeah.
You
know? No, of course not.
So, but right now I'm focused on the women, but most definitely because men always ask me, like, you don't have anything for us?
Like,
so, I'm going to.
What's up?
why
not? No, I'm just kidding.
Ladies first.
Start small. Yes. Yes, I'm a gentleman. Ladies first. So I was raised. So I understand. We're coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, do you have any shows, any up and coming shows that you're going to be showcasing the line and that fans can attend to?
Well, at the Fashion Week.
Fashion Week.
What happened with Fashion Week?
Let's
talk
about Fashion Week.
After Atlanta Fashion Week, I'm going to do some trunk shows.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah.
It was a bad situation for that Atlanta Fashion Week.
Very disappointing.
Very disappointing. A lot of disappointed models. It was not a good...
Yes.
So, Joya, you were one of them.
I was one of those disappointed models.
She was victimized.
Exactly. She
no, really, though. Yeah.
Didn't we interview...
We actually...
Is y'all about to get ratchet?
We're going to get into it.
Ring the bell.
We interviewed Miss Paula Whittle.
Oh, look. They get ratchet.
The creator.
Ratchet.
Of Atlanta Fashion Week. We're turning some heads right now. This is controversial radio. Very controversial. But this girl victimized.
Bougie Girl Apparel didn't start to...
No. This is nothing to do with... Well, your clothing line. This girl did people dirty. I mean, that wasn't good. But hopefully you've rebounded and you've...
Yeah, no. Yeah. You know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's a learning experience.
Exactly. So can you give the fans Twitter, Facebook, Instagram? You know what? Before you give us that...
We got to pay some bills.
So give us a moment. We will be right back on YULradio.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Ollie J. Williams, and I'm in the studio with Zion, the Archangel. He keeps all the ladies happy. Bye, love.
I don't need no luck. I said it with a straight face, baby, that's poker. Been a little sober, gotta mix it in my soda. I clean up good, a roper, doper. Baby, I'm the shh, but that's a good odor. I'm a young star, but my money look Yoda. Crib on the ocean, backyard bullshit. You hating on the internet, I couldn't even notice. Tickets, no service, we at the top working. Pop pops is lurking, told her don't get nervous. I don't swerve Suburbans, this a gold derby. Ferraris and horses, I snap like Taurus. No rug, I floor it, girl come feel important. I'm all about a dollar, babe, banks call me Georgie. 9-5 Roly, 96 Kobe. Tonight we gon' ball like Ginobili, you know me. I'm just trying to
slow dance in the moonlight. Yeah. I'm just trying to set the moon right. I'm just doing what I do, do it over and over and over. Quickly, you wanna run with me now? Swiftly, just come with me. Yeah. Footsteps go to the beat now. Over and over and over.
There's no way that way, that way, that's doing me.
And you are tuned into the morning show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love the morning show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car, roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in every day.
You are tuned into your favorite station, YUL Radio, WATB, 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
What's up, YULRadio.com? It's your boy, JJ, and we're back with Bougie Girl herself, Miss Tara Humphrey. We just got done talking about a controversial subject, and we're going to stray away from that.
Yes, yes. And we're going to get into, I just want to know, what's the inspiration behind?
Inspiration behind this particular collection?
Yes.
Football season. Ooh, yeah. No, I love.
Don't say football.
I'm kinda like a, I love football.
I'm kind of like a sexy Tom
okay.
boy.
Yeah.
Tom girl.
Wow.
And so I think that the clothing line is like a sexy footballish, which sounds kind of weird, but it's, you know, football.
No, we get it.
Well, we get it. Oh, we get it.
Yeah, so it's like football, but sexy, and athletics, but sexy.
A girl in a football jersey, to me, that's like, on Sundays, if a girl can rock a football jersey, I'm like, I love you.
I love you. That's funny, because I was going to ask you, like, how would you describe Bougie Girl? Like, would you say it's like a fun, flirty line, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's because it kind of changes during the season. It just depends on what I feel like doing. But I think it's fun, it's sexy, and sometimes it's kind of edgy, it's flirty.
Gotcha.
All of those.
Okay. And are you going to come out with the male line? Cause I'm, you know, I think that,
you know, at one point I thought about doing Bougie Boy, but then somebody was like, "Don't call me a boy," you know. So
but you have so many divos out there, I'm telling
but,
you. I mean, they have rocked the divos, you know, the divas and the divos.
We're gonna come up with a name for the men's side of things. Yeah. I'm thinking, still going through my mind now.
Let me know. Maybe we can collaborate on something.
We'll collaborate.
Okay.
I got something brewing.
But I think you can rock a Bougie Girl shirt. Don't you think so? Or Ray could, though.
Ray could. I don't know about me. I mean,
Ray would rock it. Ray would kill it.
I would wear it just to be funny and be like, "Yeah, look at this. I interviewed her. This is awesome clothes." And then I'd be like, "Ah, man. My man points just went way down."
That's so funny. So the Bougie Girl, now that collection, do you have another collection as well? Or
no, just right now, just a Bougie Girl.
Okay.
Growing that, it keeps me extremely busy.
Oh, that's nice. Oh yeah, that.
Okay, so for the men's side of things, we just gonna put it on there. I love bougie girls.
But do you really love bougie girls?
Right.
I do.
Right now I do. Right now I do. I mean, it's a love-hate relationship, and right now, I love it.
Okay. What's wrong with that? That is so hilarious.
That's a good idea.
It is. Okay, so look. So when you do that shirt, right, with that saying, just put YUL Radio at the bottom.
There we go. That's
perfect. And then on the back, put the fans down.
And then I'll put Harmony.
By JJ. Right. Getting a lot of bells in this segment. Okay. A lot of bells. I like it.
That is so funny. So if you can tell our fans some, you know, website where they can purchase some of your apparel, or, you know, Instagram.
Most definitely. They can go to my website, first of all, at www.bougiegirl.com. That's BOUJIGIRL.com. Then on Instagram, it's I am a bougie girl. Hmm. And on, what's the other one?
Twitter.
It's I am a bougie girl. Then Facebook is bougie girl.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, ladies,
follow us.
Follow her.
Yes, y'all hear that.
Get your apparel on.
Definitely. And men, get it too. Everybody.
For your ladies.
Right?
It's coming.
Right, exactly.
It's coming. You know, future.
With the season changing, the little jogging pants is going to be.
Yeah, sweatpants.
Yeah.
You make some sweatpants?
With some Uggs?
Was just deep pockets. Remember, deep pockets for dudes. I like deep pockets.
Okay.
And when it gets cold outside, I put my hands in my pockets. My forearms got to stay warm. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all are so correct. You know what? On that note, if you're looking to become a bougie girl, be sure to check out the site bougiegirl.com and all social media sites. And it has been a definite pleasure,
of course, having you here with us.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah. We have to do some work together.
Oh, look, I'm always I'm always working. Okay.
When you get the male side of things, I'd love to model. So.
Okay. Yes.
Oh. I'll get in there.
JJ, we would have fun at a photo shoot.
I would love to be a model.
I'm not kidding.
I would love to be a judge.
Judge me. Judge me. I mean, whatever. If you're a judge, you gotta judge.
I am not judging JJ.
Fine.
JJ said, judge me.
Don't judge me.
I'm too through. All right, y'all. And to also view photos from today's interview, be sure to go to YULRadio.com and or on Instagram and follow YUL Radio for our in-studio fun. Well, until next week, YUL listeners on WATB 1420 AM on YULRadio.com.
Bougie. Kill me with that cool. She kill me with that cool. She kill me with that cool.
Lights out, TKO. Baby, every day you're training to get the gold. That's why your body's crazy. But you can't run from self, that's where it's difficult. Girl, I can see in your eyes that there's something inside that made you evolve. Where did you go? Cause it just ain't fair. Over here thinking about this shit you say. Don't know why it gets to me. It cuts right on my eye. Yeah, hurt, won't lie. Still can't see it. Think I saw you with another guy. Yeah, fight, knock down. When I got over you, can't fight no more. You knock me out. What am I supposed to do? Don't understand it, tell me how could you be so low? Been swinging after the bell and after all of the whistle blows. Trying to go below the belt, through my chest. Perfect hit to the dome, damn it, baby. This ain't the girl I used to know, no, not anymore. TKO. TKO. Baby, now I really know what we're fighting for. This rematch sex is amazing.
but nobody wins if somebody's heart is slow. Cause when I see you move like you got something inside that made you leave though, where did you go? It just ain't fair. Over here thinking about the shit to do, don't know what I got to lose. Looks like on my eye, yeah, hurt, won't lie, still can't see. Think I saw you with another guy. Fair fight, knocked down, when I got over you. Can't fight no more, you knock me out. What am I supposed to do? Don't understand it, tell me how could you be so low? You've been swinging after the bell and after all of the whistle blow.
Hey, this is Asia.
And this is Ty.
And when we're not designing for Takedi,
we're listening to YULradio.com.
Your favorite station's favorite station, YUL Radio, WATD 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, it's Miss Nise with Love 24/7, the movement. Not talking about the booed up love, but the power of love. Stay tuned so I can tell you all about it.
Hey, hey, it's Miss Nise with the Love 24/7 Movement of the Day. My topic at hand is giving in love. Most of us have heard the saying, to whom much is given, more is required. Or as Notorious B.I.G. would say, more money, more problems. However, I don't feel that it's solely relating to just money, but our gifts, talents, time, and energy as well. Although it may seem easier to express less effort, when it comes down to giving, more is definitely most beneficial. Many may say, well, I don't have that issue because I look out for mine. But it is written, what profit is there in just making sure your own are straight? Even the wicked does that. Who knows any hero recognized for helping their own family? More than likely no one, because that's already what's expected. The primary goal of keeping our own house in order is ensured with our love and giving. Not by force or pressure, but by truth and compassion towards others, we reap the greatest of life's rewards. Through love, we'll get there. Today's scripture reference is Matthew chapter 9, verse 37. Thank you for listening. God bless. Till next time, this is Miss Nisi signing out on WATB 1420 AM at YULradio.com.
Are you bored and disinterested in what's being played on the current radio stations these days? Well, if so, I have a solution for you. My name is Anna London, and I listen to Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com. Check it out. You will not be disappointed.
I've been ignoring this big lump in my throat. I shouldn't be crying, tis worth for the weaker days. I'm stronger now, so I say, but something's missing. again.
Whatever it is, it feels like it's laughing at me through the glass of a two-sided mirror. Whatever it is, it's just sitting there laughing at me. And I just wanna scream. What now? I just can't figure it out. What?
Tara Humphrey, and when I'm not designing bougie girl apparel, I'm listening to YULradio.com.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.